Good afternoon. We're coming to you live here in Seward, Nebraska. So the Dort Defenders currently trail the Concordia Bulldogs 57-53 with 5.5 minutes left to go here in our fourth quarter. Concordia just hitting a triple to push that lead out to 2 scores. With it right now is Macy Nielsen. She's on the left wing to Riley Van Holzen. Back to Nielsen. Left wing three, no good. Off the back of the iron, and the rebound is corralled by Bailey Conrad for Concordia. Out there for Dort right now, it's Winterfeld, Feenstra, Van Holzen, Nielsen, and Beckman for the defenders. Has a shot from Concordia, no good, and getting the rebound and pushing forward now Winterfeld. She'll drive all the way into the paint. Nobody picks up the driver, and she lays it in off the glass with the right hand. 57-55, Concordia leads just over halfway through our fourth quarter. On the far side, right wing, Concordia going from right to left here. Dort from left to right, a three-point basket, knocking it down. A three-pointer for the Concordia Bulldogs. Rebecca Higgin shot 29% from three last year, shooting 50% so far through this season through 6 games. So it's 60-55, Bulldogs lead. With it, Winterfeld driving into the paint again. Kicks out to the corner. Beckman, baseline, corner three. No good. Offensive rebound. Feenstra up through the contact. Can't get it to go, but she'll go to the free throw line for two. Picking up the foul for Concordia is Rebecca Higgins. That's going to be her fourth personal. It is the third team foul. We'll get a couple substitutions as Nielsen and Van Holzen check out. Chmielewski and Tetzloff check back in. So Erica Feenstra will have a couple free throws coming up this season, shooting 90.9% from the charity stripe. She knocks down the first, 60-56, 4:23 left to go here in regulation. Feenstra will have another free throw coming up. And that one's good as well. So Erica Feenstra knocks down the pair. And we're back to a one-score game. Number 11, Concordia leading number 8, Dort, 60-57. Just over 4 minutes to go here in Seward. At the Friedrich Arena here on Concordia University's campus. Cockrell with it, swings it right. That's Taylor Farrell on the right wing. Now gets it back to Cockrell. Back to Farrell, a skip pass, right wing three. Concordia's getting the triples to fall here in the fourth quarter. That is three big triples in the last minute and a half for Concordia. The lead is out to 6, 63-57. Chmielewski, left wing bounce pass over to Van Manen. Van Manen finds Feenstra, takes a minor deflection, and then goes off the head of Feenstra underneath the basket out of bounds. So the turnover, Concordia regains a possession of the basketball, and now Dort will go with a full court press. 3:43 left to go in regulation. It's 63-57 Bulldogs as Concordia throws it away. Chmielewski with it underneath the basket. Goes up off the back of the iron. No good. Touched last out of bounds. Bailey Tetzloff trying to get the offensive rebound, so Dort can't cash in on the Bulldog turnover. Chmielewski from about 5 feet out off the back of the iron. No good. And we're going to get a timeout call by Drew Olson. The head coach in his 15th season at Concordia University calls a timeout. A 30-second timeout. So the Bulldogs lead 63-57, 3:34 left to go here in regulation. I do want to say pass along our thoughts and prayers to Carly Gustafson, who had to be taken away from the game, landed hard on her head earlier, and hopefully precautionary, but they did have to get a stretcher and bring her out of the arena. So that's the only update we have so far. She'll be unavailable to go the rest of the way. But we wish her the best and hope for a speedy recovery as we move forward here in this one. That happened with just over 2 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Had about a 14-minute delay in a game action. 63-57, Bulldogs lead. It'll be Faith Trashinsky to inbound it under the basket. With it now, Cockrell trying to break the press. She does, and then turns it over. Tried to find a teammate down low, and Erica Feenstra read that perfectly, like a defensive back, picking it off, and so Dort forcing a turnover on back-to-back possessions. Bulldogs going with a 2-3 zone here defensively. Top of the key, Feenstra swings it right. That's Bailey Beckman. She's guarded by Cockrell. Beckman picks up her dribble, still along the right wing, looking for an option. Bounce pass down to Feenstra. Skip pass, corner, over to Chmielewski. Now Chmielewski bounces it back down to Feenstra, and she goes up and is fouled, and will head to the free throw line for two. 2:59 left to go. Foul goes on Concordia. That's number 25, Riley Pauly, who picks up the personal, and that's going to be her third. So third personal foul, fourth team foul on Concordia. Both teams will be in the bonus the rest of the way as Feenstra knocks down the first. 63-58 now our score. Feenstra now with 13 points and 7 rebounds. Also playing with 4 personal fouls. Gets the next one to go as well. So Feenstra, 4 straight free throws for the defenders. Dort trailing 63-59 and continuing with the full court press. McCourty with 3 seconds gets it across the timeline. Cockrell dribbles, beats it by herself. Now finds an open teammate on the block who gets screened by another teammate. That was Taylor Farrell trying to get through, but Pauly got in the way. And Concordia will go to the free throw line now as we get a hand check. It'll be Tayshia Rustin going to the free throw line. Bailey Tetzloff called for the hand check foul. That's going to be her fourth personal. So into the bonus. And Tayshia Rustin will have a couple of free throws coming up as Tetzloff will check out. Verbeek checks in. Verbeek also with 4 fouls. So 2:40 left to go in regulation. Concordia up 4. 2 free throws coming up. And Rushton misses the first. Off the back of the iron, no good. Now Concordia will have 1 more free throw coming up. And that one is good. So Tayshia Rustin splits the pair, gets the second free throw. The lead is back out to 5, 64-59. Concordia leads, 2:40 left to go here in regulation at the Frederick Arena. Winterfeld is picked up by Rustin. Now switch off after a screen. It's over Shimoleski. Winterfeld, left wing 3, and misses everything on that 3-point attempt. Goes out of bounds, and Concordia will get the basketball back. Now we'll get a substitution. Verbeek checks out. Tetzloff checks back in. Maybe a little defense for offense on the substitution here. And Dort will go back with a full court press. Cockrell gets it over to Koepke. Mackenzie Koepke now breaks the press by getting it over to Farrell. Koepke top of the key over to Taylor Cockrell. Now she'll pull it back out. Cockrell averaging 19 points a game so far early in the season. Concordia 3-3 on the year. 10 on the shot clock, 2:05 on the game clock. Cockrell uses a screen, drives into the lane, has it blocked by Feenstra. Ball is loose. Offensive rebound. Pauly in the putback gives Concordia the 7-point lead. Concordia making plays down the stretch. 66-59, 1:50 left to go in regulation. Defenders trail. Tetzloff, elbow, jumper. Off the back of the iron, no good. Offensive rebound. Feenstra. Feenstra battling down low and is fouled going up for the shot. Erica Feenstra fouled on the play by Riley Pauly. Actually, no, they're going to say that was on Taylor Cockrell on the back end. So on the backside, Taylor Cockrell picks up the foul. That's her third personal. Either way, Dort's in the bonus. Erica Feenstra heads to the free throw line with the defenders down 7. Off the back of the iron, no good. And so the lead for Concordia still at 7. 66-59. 1:42 left to go in regulation. Second free throw from Feenstra, no good as well. That one rims in and out. So Dort goes 0-4 at the free throw line. And Concordia has a chance to add to its 7-point lead. In the corner with it is Farrell. She'll swing it back out to the top of the key. Rushton, the freshman guard, smartly pulls it back out. And Concordia will use a little bit of clock. Shot clock now down to 12. Game clock down to 1:22. Cockrell beats her first defender. Kicks it into the corner. Farrell, 3. It's good. Concordia knocking down triples, making plays here in the fourth quarter, 69-59. The lead now out to 10 with just 70 seconds left to go. Corner 3 now from Shimoleski. The answer, 69-62, 1 minute left to go now. Bulldogs leading by 7. Koepke with it, picked up by Tetzloff, gets it over to Cockrell. Cockrell has 3 seconds to get off the across the timeline. She loses the basketball. It's taken away by Dort, and Coach Harmson gets a timeout. So Dort forces the turnover, and the defenders will have possession of the basketball with 48.3 seconds left to go in regulation. It's Concordia 69, Dort University 62. We'll be back in 30 seconds with more Dort University basketball on KDCR. Back here in Seward, Nebraska, 69-62. It's the Concordia Bulldogs leading the Dort University defenders. Concordia 3-3 on the year, 2-1 in the GFAC. The Bulldogs actually lost their first three games and then rattled off three straight wins going into today with victories over Northwestern, Peru State, and Doan. For the Defenders, have not won or lost back-to-back games yet. Lost the opener, followed with a win in game number two against Grandview, then lost to Sterling, then followed with a win last weekend against Midland. 69-62 our score. 43 seconds left to go. Dort with the basketball. Ashton Verbeek on the left block. Kicks it out to Beckman. Beckman, three-pointer from the right wing. That one short, no good. Cockrell with a big rebound. And Taylor Cockrell now on the break. And Taylor Cockrell able to escape the press. And now Dort's going to have to foul down seven with 25 seconds left. And it looks like maybe Dort's just going to concede. Actually, Bailey Beckman will pick up the foul now. I don't think she wanted to bump Rustin with the body, but she did. And so Tayshia Rustin will go to the free throw line. She was shooting 100% from the free throw line before today. Knocked down one of two in her last attempt. And this free throw, after a couple bounces on the rim, drops through. 21.7 seconds left to go. Bulldogs lead 70-62. Free throw from Rustin, up and good. So Rustin knocks down the pair, and Coach Harmson will call a timeout. Dort will like to advance the basketball. 21.7 seconds left to go. The Bulldogs leading 71-62. Thanks for joining us on KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM and KDCR885.com. It was a game which Concordia led 16-7 after one. Then kind of held a 10-11, 12-point advantage for a while, but Dort made a little bit of a push late in the second quarter and got the deficit to within six at 31-25 at halftime. From there, the Defenders made a late push after the Gustafson injury in the third quarter, and over the last couple minutes, the Defenders, a spirited effort, came back and were able to push Concordia a little bit, actually making that a one-score game at the quarter break. But from there, Concordia has made just enough plays here in this fourth quarter. Three-point basket from Beckman. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound corralled by Concordia, and it'll be Taylor Farrell who will go to the free throw line. So Taylor Farrell will go to the free throw line for two free throws. That is Erica Feenstra's fifth personal foul. So she'll be subbed out. And with 14.6 seconds left, just one of these two free throws will make it a double-digit game. And the first one does, 72-62. Farrell knocks down the first free throw. She's got 10. Van Holzen, Verbeek, Chmielewski, Winterfeld, and Beckman on the floor for the Defenders, trailing now by 11, 73-62. 14.6 seconds left. Concordia will continue with a little bit of that full-court press, just making Dort use a little more clock to get it up the floor. Clock down to six now. Beckman over to Verbeek. Verbeek, top of the key, three-point basket, no good off the back of the iron. Rebound corralled by Farrell, and that's going to do it. So Concordia pushed by the Defenders here as a Dort held a 53-52 lead early in the fourth quarter, but the Bulldogs here at home, defending home court, win their fourth straight game, make just enough plays down the stretch, a couple triples, doing wonders in terms of just slowly trying to expand that lead. And the Bulldogs, 73-62, are victorious here over the Dort University Defenders. You're listening to KDCR 88.5 FM. We'll have your Wireless World post-game wrap-up with your post-game stats and post-game interview with Coach Bill Harmson coming up here on KDCR in just a few minutes. Thanks for joining us on KDCR. You're listening to Dort University Basketball. Back here in Seward, Nebraska, I'm Christian Zylstra. You're listening to KDCR 88.5 FM, and it's Dort University Basketball. The Defenders fall in this one, number 8 Dort at number 11 Concordia, by a final score of 73-62. It was a game in which Dort actually briefly in the fourth quarter held a 53-52 lead, and then the Bulldogs ended on a 21-9 run to close that one out, 73-62. As a whole, the Defenders shot 36.2% from the field, just under their 36.5% average for the year. Dort did knock down 10 triples, 31.3%. They were 10 of 32 from behind the arc. And at the free throw line, 10 of 15 for a 66.7%. For the Bulldogs, 37% shooting from the field. That's just under their 39.1% on the season. They knocked down triples as well. Shot actually at a more efficient clip than the defenders today. Only one more three, 11 made threes for Concordia compared to 10 for the defenders. But Concordia was 11 of 24, good for 45.8%. And the Bulldogs in both halves went 11 of 16 for the free throw line at 68.8%. But a 22 made free throws compared to 10 for Dort. So Concordia, the advantage in this one, really for the most part, shooting even. The shooting behind the arc was pretty even. The assists were even. Turnovers, Dort had 21. Concordia only had 13, but that's what the Bulldogs do. They force an average of 23.7 per game coming into this one. So that was part of what was expected from Concordia. But just getting to the free throw line, the Bulldogs knocking down free throws played a big role in this one in helping secure the win, as well as some of those threes, hitting four of them in that fourth quarter to expand that lead. It was a little stretch there where Dort scored two, Concordia would answer with a three, Dort would answer back with a two-point basket, and then Concordia would make another three. And it happened over a couple possessions where Concordia was able to slowly just increase that lead by a point or two to where it had a 6-7 point lead, and from there the defenders having to push Concordia, foul, put them at the free throw line, and the Bulldogs were able to close it out from there, 73-62. That means Dort drops to 2-3 on the year, 1-1 in the GPAC, and Concordia improves to 4-3 overall and 3-1 in GPAC play. As I mentioned, the Bulldogs on a four-game winning streak now after dropping their first three to Dakota State, Carroll, and Midland. Now we're rattling off wins over Northwestern, Peru State, Doan, and now Dort. For Dort, so far every game has been a flip-flop. A loss in the season opener, then a win to Dakota State, then a win over Grandview. Following that with a loss to Sterling, then a win at Midland, and now today a loss at Concordia. The defenders are scheduled to have their home opener coming up on Tuesday for the women against Briar Cliff. As a Briar Cliff, one of the teams so far this season that is undefeated in conference play. Some other stats individually. Dort was led in scoring by Bailey Beckman. She had 16 points. Erica Feenstra with 14. Those were the only players in double figures for Dort. 7 points for Jordan Winterfeld, 6 for Maya Shimileski and Hillary Albrecht. You had 4 points from Bailey Tetzloff and from Ashton Verbeek. 5 points from Ashton Verbeek, 6 points for Shimileski and Albrecht, 4 points for Gustafson and for Van Holzen in this one. Fouls, 26 against Dort, 19 against Concordia. And again, those extra fouls putting the Bulldogs at the free throw line. They were very aggressive today. Both teams played a number of players. For Concordia, had 4 players in double figures. Tayshia Rushton with 15, 12 for Rebecca Higgins, 11 for Taylor Farrell, and 10 for Riley Pauly. Impressive from the defenders to hold to the conference's leading scorer, Taylor Cockrell, averaging 19 points per game to just 8 in this contest. In fact, she only took 5 field goal attempts. But to Concordia, a balanced attack and was efficient today. Cockrell also led the Bulldogs with 4 assists. Rebounds, the defenders led by Erica Feenstra's 8, 6 added by Ashton Verbeek as well. For Concordia, it was 6 rebounds for Riley Pauly and 5 for Taylor Farrell. Here on the Wireless World postgame wrap-up, Concordia victorious over the defenders, 73-62. We'll try to get some other scores from around the conference coming up here on the Wireless World postgame wrap-up. You're listening to Dort University Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM and KDCR88.5.com. Here on the Wireless World postgame wrap-up, I'm Christian Zylstra with Concordia victorious today, 73-62 over the Dort defenders. I say we'll check some scores from around the conference, but only one so far, actually. A couple of the other women's basketball contests today are this evening. So the one final so far outside of this one in GPAC women's basketball, Midland was at Northwestern, and Midland got the win, 80-74. The Warriors win at Northwestern, so Midland will improve to 3-1 in conference play and 6-1 on the season with their lone loss coming to Dort. For Northwestern, they will drop to 0-6 overall and 0-3 in conference play. So the Red Raiders have lost their first six games of the season, Midland winning six of its first seven. Dort, as I mentioned, drops to 2-3 overall and 1-1 in conference play. So Dort will be tied with Jamestown and Doane right now. College of St. Mary yet to play a conference game. They're playing tonight. So the GPAC women's basketball schedule today. Mentioned Midland beating Northwestern. Mount Marty is at Morningside. That at 5 p.m. today. And then College of St. Mary at Briar Cliff. That at 6 p.m. We'll be back in a little over a minute. And when we come back, we'll be joined on the Wireless World postgame wrap-up show by Bill Harmson to talk about this one between the Defenders and the Bulldogs. Back here on KDCR, the Concordia Bulldogs victorious in this one over the Defenders by a final score of 73-62. And Coach Harmson joining us. Before we get to that, I do want to just ask you what's the latest you've heard on Carly Gustafson? I know it was kind of a scary moment there at the end of the third quarter. Hopefully, just a little precautionary there, but what's the latest on her status?
Yeah, I know there's a lot of people thinking about her, and she took a big fall, and I'm really happy with the professionalism of the staff here at Concordia and helping Carly and giving her what she needed here. And just got a text from her dad, and it looks like she has a concussion. She's going to be stiff and sore. But we're thankful that it isn't anything more in depth than the concussion. This is the second year in a row that Carly's gotten a concussion here at Concordia, ironically enough. So certainly want Defender Nation to lift her up in prayer, and definitely a scary situation, and we hope we can get Carly back soon.
It took a hard fall late in the third quarter there. Concordia victorious in this one, 73-62 over the Defenders. In that first quarter, Concordia, we talked on the Premier Communications Defender Coaches Show about, you know, with the defensive pressure from Concordia, you wanted to see how your team would respond, how your guards would respond before they were freshmen and juniors, or freshmen and sophomores. Now you're talking about a lot of sophomores, juniors, and seniors going against Concordia and their pressure. What did you see out of the Bulldogs defensively? How do you feel your guards performed against that pressure tonight?
Oh, I thought they did a great job. All of our turnovers came against their half-court D. And I think we probably had two or maybe three where we were just careless with it and turned it over, which resulted in, you know, an easy layup for them. So I was really happy and proud of our kids with the way we were composed in the full court. I think as the game went on, I don't even think we thought about it anymore. But defensively on the half court, they really packed things in, and some of us were still zigging when we should have been zagging, and zone's been kind of our bugaboo, Christian, and we can slice and dice it in practice, but games are way different, and so we got to go back to the drawing board and get some things figured out with that. But again, really happy with how we handled their pressure in the full court. We just got to get better in the half.
Took a volume of threes, 32 in this one, but you were able to knock down 10 of them. And when you look at that kind of late third quarter, early fourth quarter, your team made a push, actually grabbed a 53-52 lead. What was working in that stretch where you were able to kind of flip momentum a little bit and really push Concordia?
Well, I think we flipped because we brought a little pressure at that time, and Concordia didn't handle it well. We just kind of took them off guard for about three possessions. And that's when we made our little push. And then Concordia got, you know, once they broke it, then they isolated everybody and did that high ball screen action, which we didn't respond very well to all night. So we hit a couple big threes during that stretch. Shimoleski hit a big one that cut it to one. And then I can't remember how we got the lead.
It was Bailey Beckman actually from the corner banked the three.
Yeah, banked that three from the corner. That's right, because there was a foul, free throw, and then we had that bank three in the corner. So, we just got to keep shooting the ball confidently, Christian. You know, there's that old saying, you know, there comes a time when November, December, ask what you did all July, right? And this year it's really true with the whole COVID thing. And so we just got to be able to step up confidently and hit shots and rely on all that work that we did this summer. And we'll get that'll come. That'll happen.
Concordia, in that fourth quarter, knocked down, I think, four threes to really slowly. You were able to answer with a couple baskets and a couple trips to the free throw line with Erica, but that three-point shooting in that fourth quarter from Concordia, what were they doing? Were they just finding kind of open pockets against the defense to get some good looks, or what did you see from the Bulldogs there in that fourth quarter? As in the end, they made a couple shots. Dable just expand that lead to 6-7 down the stretch.
Yeah, I think they had four threes in that fourth quarter, if I remember right, and each one of them they were wide open. And it was a missed defensive assignment, not being able, maybe not stepping in with the correct help at the correct time, helping off the wrong people, over helping. You know, we have a problem where if somebody doesn't help, then somebody else has to over help, and then that causes those issues. So that's where those things happen. I told them, you know, in the locker room that we'll go back and look at the tape, and it's just those little details of stop in the middle drive or rotating at the right time or sending help from the right direction. And you know, in our fifth game of the year, you're still going to make those mistakes. And hopefully, you know, over the next few weeks, you know, with Thanksgiving break and then we got Christmas, hopefully over the next few weeks before we leave for Christmas, that we can really start ironing those things out.
Well, we'll get another chance on Tuesday against Briarcliff. Coach, always appreciate your time. Thanks for stopping
by. Christian, thanks for driving down. Appreciate your coverage all the time, you and Mike. And you guys are great guys. You do put a lot of work into this, so it was great talking to you, too.
Always appreciate it, Coach. That was Bill Harmson, the head women's basketball coach here at Dort University. Concordia victorious 73-62. And the next time we'll see the Defenders actually comes on the 24th, a home game. It'll be the home opener for the women against the Briarcliff Chargers, a doubleheader there, 6 p.m. for the women and 8 p.m. for the men. Briarcliff 2-0 in the GPAC right now, and they'll be playing, I think, this evening, actually, in GPAC action against College of St. Mary in what will be the Flames' first game of conference play as well in this season. That'll do it for our Wireless World postgame wrap-up. We'll be back in a couple minutes, and we'll get you set for the men's side of the doubleheader here, as the 5-1 Dort University Defenders will take on the 5-1 Concordia Bulldogs. Should be a fun one in the second side of this doubleheader as well, coming up here on KDCR 88.5 FM.